My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's something about Mariota, even from that quarterback show. Remember when we were delving into the quarterback show this time last summer, Denton? I think it was this time last summer. Receivers are that show's running right now. I did watch the first episode of that show. That's excellent, too. But Mariota was, you know, he was the, of the three, Mahomes, Kirk, and Mariota. Mariota was... there wasn't anything super compelling about his storyline, and ultimately he just bolted from the Falcons when he got benched. It was weird. But I watched his presser, and most of the questions were about Jaden Daniels, and there was one answer in particular that I thought was very interesting, and I'm going to play that for you sometime during the 11 a.m. hour, and we'll talk about it. And then Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner spoke after training camp practice yesterday. I'm going to play something that Zach Ertz said about Cliff Kingsbury. You'll hear that as well. This from Daniel to open up the show. Daniel writes, you and Ben, and then you and JP, JP Finley was on my podcast yesterday. You and Ben, and then you and JP said this camp so far has been quiet. Isn't that a good thing? Why do all of you root for noise? LOL exclamation point. Thanks, Daniel. I love the quiet. I love the fact that there's really no action as it relates to Washington's training camp. Most of the big stories around the league deal with big contracts. You know, Jordan Love's contract, Tua's contract, the contracts that haven't come for Brandon Ayuk and CeeDee Lamb at this point. The Dak Prescott conversation is a big one. And there is a lot, typically, about the Cowboys. More about the Cowboys, I think, so far here early in the training camp in terms of the national conversation. Last year, if you recall, it was all about the Jets. Right, Denton? It was basically 24/7 coverage of Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. That was the number one NFL training camp storyline.
And number two and number three, yes.
Yeah. This year, I kind of think it is the Cowboys and their situation. A lot of people predicting a big step back for the Cowboys. You know, they've won 12 games, three consecutive seasons. Dak Prescott, you know, they've got to make up their mind, you know, at the end of this year, and they're not going to have control over the matter, more likely than not, because Dak will become an unrestricted free agent. My personal view is still, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, that Dak Prescott will be a Cowboy for most of his career, including the next few years. But yes, Daniel, it is quiet here. There is a lot of, you know, expectation, optimism, anticipation for this particular team because of the quarterback more than anything else, probably followed by the overall regime and coaching and front office change. But no, man, and you said LOL, I am rooting for a good football team this year. I'm rooting for a step in the right direction, like a big step in the right direction football-wise. If it doesn't come this year, and I'm not right about 10-7, I just want to know at the end of this season that it's heading in that direction. And of course, that means, as we've discussed going back to draft day, that the 2024 Washington season is really about Jaden Daniels more than it's about anything else. It's about whether or not they got it right with Jaden Daniels. And I think there's a chance at the end of 17 games, assuming he starts all 17, that we have, you know, a lean one way or the other, and maybe a strong lean. I would not be surprised if he has a decent season. But yeah, look, after year after year after year of too much off-season noise, of course, most of it negative. But for many of those years, the off-season noise was about, wow, look what they did, look who they signed, etc. But when we got to these days, there was, you know, there was actually, from many in the fan base, too much optimism about teams that just weren't very good, and you had an inkling they weren't going to be very good. Too much optimism last year, completely unfounded optimism about Sam Howell. Way too much optimism from people in the fan base about Carson Wentz the year before. I mean, where did all of that come from? It was blind hope. I think actually there's legitimate reason to be optimistic. Not because I am, but because Jaden Daniels is an absolute stud, or was a stud in college, and a lot of what he did at the college level works today in the NFL. We'll see. Let's get to a what do you got, Denton?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.